You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for Trending Report. What is trending? Well, Kamala Harris closed out the Democratic National Convention last night with a 40-minute speech. Now that the Democrats and the Republicans have finished with their big parties, we now get basically 2.5 months of name-calling and vicious ads from both sides until we all get to vote. So hang in there, America. 73 more days, and it'll all be over.
Nice.
Hang in 73 more days. What else is going on? Massive, massive diamond that they dug out of the ground in Botswana. 2,492 carats.
That's a big,
somewhere,
big one.
Jennifer Lopez is saying, tell me more about this diamond.
That's a big diamond.
They think it's the second biggest one ever. There was one, I think it was like 3,100 carats or something like that, which was, it's been over a century since they found that. And I guess they chopped that one up and used it as part of the British family's crown jewels or something. Hmm. I don't know what they're going to do with this one. It's being investigated right now, but almost 2,500 carats. That's
how big is that? Like, is it bigger? Is it like your palm of your hand?
Yeah, there's this really cool photo. I'll send you the photo, or you can look it up. It's somebody's holding out their hand, and it's basically taking up their whole hand.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. That's a big diamond. Yeah,
that's a big diamond. They also have to analyze it to find out if it's with the, because there's like carat, cut, clarity.
Do we have a dollar amount on this yet? Or what they think it's worth?
They found one that was about half this size in 2015, and that thing sold for $53 million. So now, when you double that and add inflation, this will definitely be over nine figures, right?
You need some Jeff Bezos money for this.
Right.
Yeah.
My guess is, too, that they'll do the same thing, is that they'll chop it up into... Because nobody wants... Well...
Somebody would want that as a centerpiece on their dining room table.
I was going to name somebody who would love to have that on their finger, but I'll just...
Kim Kardashian.
Well, yeah, she might be one,
sure,
too. I was thinking of... Never mind. Hey, what's going on in theaters today? The new Crow movie is out. It's basically... what do they call this? Like a reimagining... I didn't actually see the original, The Crow. That's the one where Brandon Lee got shot.
That's right.
During the filming of it.
Yep.
Anyway, so this is a reimagining of The Crow. If you're into these type of movies, do I have to even tell you what it's about? It's a dark film.
Yeah.
Anyway, go see it. And then there's a movie out called Blink Twice, a psychological thriller that's directed by Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Oh.
A woman, a cocktail waitress, accepts a billionaire's invitation to party on his private island, but then people start mysteriously disappearing.
Uh-oh.
But no one seems to notice. It kind of sounds like Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None. The highly suspicious billionaire is played by Channing Tatum, ladies. And the rest of the cast does include Christian Slater. Where the hell has he been?
Right?
Haley Joel Osment, where the hell has he been?
He sees dead people.
Gina Davis, where the hell has she been?
Well, they all needed a paycheck, it sounds like.
Sounds like it. All right, quickly, some news for nerds, some of the science stories that I'm digging this week. Remember those videos we were talking about of those houses on the coast because of erosion? The houses were tumbling into the sea.
Yeah.
It's really heartbreaking. But now they think that what they can do is start zapping the sand with electrical charges, and it will create a sort of natural cement.
That's
and that will
neat.
Help stop the erosion, and these houses won't fall into the sea. So that's going on. And then, for those of you who are bird lovers, a study has found that birds have different song to them. They have two different things, right? There's bird song, and then there's bird something else. They can have two different ways of talking. Anyway, I don't know. Gretchen can identify a lot of them. She'll hear something out on the back porch, say, "Oh, that's a red-breasted warbler." I'm like,
"Fluffernutter."
I'm like, "Shut up! You're just showing off."
She's just making it up.
Anyway, this study found that birds can have different accents depending on where they live. And some birds can be bilingual. Now, I know that's true. There's a type of bird where we live that is, I need to ask her what it's called. But it mimics the calls of other birds. It's like an
he's a copycat
impressions.
Bird.
It does impressions of other birds. It's not a mockingbird. It's something else. I'll have to look it up. Anyway, so depending on where you live, your bird could have a different accent from birds.
Le tweet.
Something like that. What else is trending?
Our sponsor, Efficient Comfort. They can upgrade your heating and cooling systems, reduce those monthly utility bills, and get you several tax credits and rebates on all that new equipment. Book online and learn more at efficientcomfortco.com. By far, the biggest news today in trending is that Olive Garden is bringing back their beloved never-ending pasta bowl promotion starting on Monday. We were at an Olive Garden about a month or so ago for one of my kiddos' birthdays, and it was pretty tasty. I'm not going to lie. Olive Garden has upped their game a
little bit. What did you order?
Sketty.
Just regular spaghetti?
Just plain old basic sketty. I was there for the salad and breadsticks. Right. I mean, that's why you go to the OG. Anyway, it's back. $13.99, unlimited pasta, breadsticks, and homemade soup or salad.
Wow.
Yeah, get you some of that. And then, right after that, IHOP has brought back its beloved all-you-can-eat pancake deal. Available now through September 15th, where for just $5, you can enjoy a full stack of 5 buttermilk pancakes with extras served 2 at a time.
So
where's my music again?
All of the pancakes and the pasta. Just how fat are we all going to
carb
get?
Carb it up, you guys. Carb it up.
Can you imagine doing that in one day? Like you go
yes,
in the morning
I can.
And you do all you can eat pancakes, and then at about 5:30 in the afternoon, you go for the all you can eat pasta.
And then you go home and just lay in your bed and sweat. Yes, I can imagine that. Easy peasy mac and cheesy. Hey, there's apparently a new trend among influencers to take staged artistic photos of their TSA trays while going through airport security. They're calling this the most irritating trend of 2024, where you get to the airport, you put all your junk in that little tray, but then you take time to carefully and neatly arrange all the belongings and make it look all pretty. And
you
then
gotta
you take
shove
pictures
those
of
people
it.
Down
you
right
You shove
away.
Them out of the way is what you do. You shove them right onto that conveyor belt and send them through the x-ray machine is what you do. So they're saying this isn't a problem yet, but TSA is expecting as this starts to catch on that it's going to become a problem. And they're going to have to come slap phones out of hands, I think. That's a trend I don't get. I don't get that one. I get a lot of them. That one I don't get. You were joking about Jennifer Lopez and her engagement rings. Well, I guess this story here is saying that she doesn't give her engagement rings back after all of her engagements, and they added up the cost if she did hold on to all of these rings. And they're saying that she probably has about $17 million worth of engagement rings at her house in a little safe in her closet.
Well, I was always taught that the rule is if the woman breaks it off, she has to give the ring back. If the man breaks it off, she keeps the ring. That's what I was always taught. Is that not true anymore?
I honestly don't know.
Because isn't she in, like, she's the one who filed for divorce from
But it's J-Lo. She's got her own rules, man. The most expensive one was Mark Anthony back in 2004, a $6.5 million engagement ring.
Whatever happened to Mark Anthony? We used to play his music.
Right? He was big back in the day. Skinny little man.
His old song. What was that song called? I Need to Know. I think I Need to Know was his big.
All right. I Need to Know where that ring is, J-Lo. Okay. All sorts of health news this morning. Get this. So they say now 15 minutes of exercising can have a positive impact on your fitness, energy, health, sleep, and mood. So now you just need to exercise 15 minutes a day to get some benefits. Next story. Flexibility can add years to your life, according to a new study. Individuals with greater body flexibility have a lower risk of premature death. And story number three, according to a new research study, 3,967 steps daily could be enough to reduce the risk of early death from all causes.
I'd love to know how they came up with that exact
number. Very specific, weren't they? So,
can you imagine if you had 3,966 and then you just collapse?
You grab your, you clutch your chest and fall down.
One step away.
So 15 minutes, stretch, and put in just shy of 4,000 steps a day, and you're going to be doing just fine.
Look, the whole 10,000 steps is a myth. But I got to believe 4,000 steps is not enough. That's not very much.
No. I'm sorry. It was 3,967 steps.
Yeah, that's not enough.
far is that? I'd like to map that out, see how far
that's
you have to
walk. Walking back and forth in the all-you-can-eat pasta bar to the all-you-can-eat pancake bar.
Right?
One time.
Anything else I want to tell you? Actually, yeah, on the heels of that, let's do some Fat America.
Get in my belly!
So Krispy Kreme is ready for football season. I don't know how these two things correlate, football season and their brand new donut, which is a Dr. Pepper donut. It's part of their Dr. Pepper kickoff collection. It's a Dr. Pepper flavored donut. It's got some frosting on top and the soda colored sprinkles, and then they plaster a Dr. P logo right on the donut. Do I want to try it? Yes.
Yeah, you know, I'm not big on, I'm not big on all the gimmicky things that these food companies do, but that does sound pretty good.
I love me some Dr. Pepper, man, so check it out. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
We have a Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video of the husband calling contest. They go viral every year. Footage from recent competitions in Iowa and Tennessee are making the rounds. And all of these ladies get up on stage and call their husbands in the most bombastic, crazy ways.
Do you have some audio examples for us?
I do, but I'm not going to play them because I don't want your head to explode.
Fair enough.
So watch the video for roughly 4 seconds before you get annoyed. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.